Most people who have ever lived have not been followers of Jesus. Most never even heard of him. So, are most of our ancestors separated from Christ in death as they seemed to be in life? Are most people alive today separated in the same way? Must one be a Christian to be embraced by the life-giving Spirit of God? There are Christians, some of them Catholics, who say that is so. In Mark's Gospel, John has a problem because God's saving work is apparently not confined to insiders. "Teacher, we saw a man using your name to expel demons, and we tried to stop him because he is not of our company." John felt that the work of Christ in healing, forgiving, and sharing the love of God was a possession of those who called themselves his followers, our company. Jesus answers that anyone who is not against us is for us. Those who do the will of God, whether they know Christ explicitly or not, or whether or not they are part of his company, the church, or not, are cooperating with Christ in making the reign of God present in our world. Even atheists can serve in building the kingdom. It does not depend solely upon us Christians. God will bring it about through many people, cultures, and events. That's good news for us as we look at a world in which most people will never know of Jesus Christ, let alone become his followers. It's a comfort to think that they and the thousands of men and women who are our ancestors all have a place in God's plan. In fact, outsiders may be important to us in our vocation. The original company of believers betrayed Christ. They deserted him when he was arrested and killed. We are capable of similar betrayal. The history of the church includes horrifying events and actions that can receive no justification, only forgiveness. My own life, too, contains no shortage of betrayal of my vocation as a Christian. At times, we Christians must be confronted with our sin and be challenged to fidelity. Frequently, it's outsiders who render that service to God and us. So, men and women who are not of our company have several roles to play in the building of the kingdom of God. God's love draws them to a sort of faithfulness of which they themselves may be unaware. Their service to their neighbors is service to God. The good they do helps build the kingdom no less than the good done by Christians builds that same kingdom. And they challenge us Christians to deeper fidelity to the gospel. Does this mean, then, that there's no reason for our company, the church, to exist? Is it wrong for us to continue to invite others to join the community of those who proclaim Christ, who worship the Father through Christ and in the Holy Spirit? No. Jesus himself called men and women into that company. We companions of Jesus have an essential vocation. All men and women are called to live in the dignity of children of God. All men and women have a right to know that dignity and a right to rejoice in it and give thanks for it. They're entitled to the support and guidance that the company can give in fulfilling the will of God for the world. Our company lives in the world as a sign of the reign of God. That reign is bigger than our company, the church. It includes men and women of all times and climes. Most of those people have not been and will not be part of the company. We rejoice that even so, they are part of that kingdom.
Catholic Asian News is the leading independent Catholic news source from Asia. Support our network of Catholic journalists and editors who daily provide accurate independent reports and commentaries on issues affecting the Church across the Asian region. Go to www.ucanews.com/donate and do your bit. Thank you.